charity. A charitable disposition enriches life. You are rich by what you give. The only right you can claim in this world is to give. You may give wealth or service, feeling or knowledge. The spirit of giving provides you with the happiness you seek in the world. Nevertheless, you blunder in seeking happiness through asking, taking. Prayer and worship has been reduced to licensed beggary. People all over the world pray for success or progress, wealth or health, property or progeny. Their list of desires and demands is endless. They do not realize the futility of such prayer. No sooner the spirit of asking, taking enters you, it destroys whatever little peace and happiness you possess. You are unaware that your self is supreme. The kingdom of heaven lies within you. You are a monarch, no beggar. You need not ask for anything. You have everything. You have only to realize that. You then develop the spirit of charity, to share, to give. There is a story of a sage who lived in total contentment, peace and bliss. Two gestures summed up his life. He gave, he forgave. He was a picture of selflessness, with no like or dislike, no desire or expectation. Lord Shiva and consort Parvati, pleased with the sage's devotion, descended upon earth to bless him. The good man was then mending his torn clothes. He prostrated to the divine visitors. Shiva offered him a boon to ask for anything he needed. The sage spoke with all devotion, "My Lord, you have provided me with everything. There is nothing I lack that I may ask thee." Ironically, he had no possession and was living on alms. Upon Parvati's insistence, Shiva pressed him to choose a bone. The sage felt helpless. His eyes then fell upon the clothes he was stitching. He brightened up and asked, "My request is that the thread should follow the needle." This is an example of the lives of enlightened souls. The scriptures have many such episodes which display their total helplessness when it comes to asking, receiving. They live a life of absolute fulfillment, desiring nothing, expecting nothing. Try to emulate their outstanding stature. Realize that nothing in the world can provide you with peace and happiness. And learn the art of giving. Take the position of a giver. You become a personification of joy and happiness. Practice this in the marketplace, in the street, at work, at home, everywhere. Be you governor or governed, employer or employee, husband or wife, parent or child, you should occupy the position of a bestower, never a petitioner. Think and act in the best interest of the other person. Live life with the attitude of après vous, after you. You then become the nucleus of happiness. That is the law. Follow this law and the complexion of the world changes. There is then purity, beauty and joy in life. Charity does not mean indiscriminate dispensation of wealth. The world comprises of two types of people. The vast majority is far from being charitable. The rest indulge in unintelligent charity. Indiscriminate charity has resulted in a lot of misery. It has bred respectable beggars in society. True charity emanates from proper judgment of the intellect, not something that oozes out of a weak emotion of the mind. In its purest form, charity has the distinction of benefiting the donee as well, not just the donor. Victor Hugo, in his novel Les Misérables, highlights the benefaction that charity brings to a donee. In the exceptional charity of a priest to a convict, the convict escaped from prison, sought shelter for a night. The priest obliged and gave him supper and a bed to sleep. The convict silently accepted the good man's hospitality. In the middle of the night, he decamped with the silver plates of the house. The next morning, he was brought in by the police who had caught him. The priest feigned surprise and embarrassed the policeman. "Why did you harass him? I gifted the plates to him last night." The policeman apologized and left. The convict was astounded. To crown it all, the priest picked up two solid silver candlestick stands from the desk and gave them to the convict with these resounding words of wisdom: "Remember, life is to give, not to take." The convict took them and departed. Thence he was transformed into a divine person. He became a symbol of service and sacrifice. Such would be the outcome of true charity. Likewise, the donor is blessed with the effect of charity. Sacrifice is a synonym for success. So is charity for prosperity. As Swami Ramatirtha proclaims, "The way to gain anything is to lose it." The more you run after wealth, the more it recedes. The more you crave for it, the more it eludes you. Leave it alone, it follows you. Work dispassionately, the reward of work courts you. The phenomenon of colors illustrates this law of life. Light is constituted of 7 vibhyoric colors. When an object is bathed in light, the 7 colors impinge upon it. When the object absorbs, takes in all 7, it appears black. In effect, it loses all the colors. Whereas when the object does not take in any color, gives away the 7 colors, it appears white. When an object appears blue, it has actually given away blue and taken in the other 6. It appears in the color it parts with. An object gains the color it gives away. Learn this lesson from nature. You gain what you give away, what you sacrifice, not what you take, aggrandize. Develop the spirit of dispassion, renunciation. You turn pure, divine. Whereas you aggrandize, amass wealth, you turn impure, demonic. That is the law. Oliver Goldsmith puts forth this idea succinctly: where wealth accumulates, men decay.